It is now appropriate through the shift of greater understanding within the key group of visionaries to begin the focus of the conception of the new paradigm of experience. As in the pattern, many will receive this cosmic stimulation, and the perfect few will respond when the opportunity to participate is presented. Keep in mind that this continuing process will move through phases of birthing within the awareness individually and collectively in the subtle, calm, transcending movement. Do not expect a massive jumping on the bandwagon type of reaction. It will move outward in a whisper of awareness. Again, think in terms of the patterns of nature. When you observe nature, you will see spirals in the slow process of growth as a spiral of shell formation within the functioning of breathing. Though invisible in form, it is the process that begins at birth and carries each mammalian form through its sequential life. Consider the birthing process through the format of breathing, expansion, and contraction, causing movement toward the goal within a transcending spiral and carrying it to completion. You will see a traveling outward of the conceptual information, an in-breath of consideration, again a traveling outward and an in-breath of shared discussion, moving toward the desired focus of a new experience. The intent fueled by the desire for the new experience will bring forth the process which is being built upon the foundation of focus provided by multiple levels of awareness, with supporting intent for this situation to move into a new paradigm. This is the appropriate moment to consider a self-defeating concept that needs to be corrected to ensure success. Through long-planned misinformation by the religions on your planet, you think of the focused assistance as coming to you from the outside. You look outward at the surrounding lights in your sky at night and presume it is coming from out there. Indeed, it is possible to exchange energies at the level of manifestation. However, the flow of creation is from the inside out. It is an expansive process. And again, we must remind you of the in and out flow of the breathing process, what your scientists observe as a burnout and destruction through black holes, etc., is instead evidence of the breathing process incorporating the spiral changes of shifts into higher vibratory dimensions. As this happens, appropriate energy fields move through the process. If all was energy, then what is observed would long ago have been devoured by one single black hole. Here again, you have begun to understand the magnitude of the plans of the negative focus in attempting to create through the process of pushing this galaxy to a process opposite the creative flow into an opposing reality. What is perceived by the scientists as a compaction of energy into a tiny ball of massive molecular weight is, of course, total nonsense. The energy is expanding within the conversion process by increasing its vibrational levels as it moves into a new paradigm of expression. Is this galaxy or a small portion of it going through the black hole process? There is no awareness of it. What if it was true? If it was to happen, it would hardly be a hellacious experience. Let us return to the point. To say that our plan is in motion does not mean that the conscious contacts with seemingly appropriate beings of shared purpose and dedication are near completion. It is this process of conception that is the focus of these lessons. That which is to be accomplished at more subtle levels depends upon this process proceeding within defined parameters. The outflow of this information to those of commitment is encouraged. It is most meaningful in the whole of it, but each can stand alone as is appropriate. Key words to trip the intercept triggers have been for the most part avoided, and the references, beings, and processes of interest are made as subtly as possible. It is time that the usage of those be virtually eliminated, as our focus of intent is on information that educates and informs you of the true nature of yourselves and the energetic forms and functions of the creation of which you are an integral part. Let us make a point clear. This focus of information is not God speaking directly to you. That which you call by that name is confused and misunderstood scramble of information. What has happened is that what could be personified into the creator of this galaxy is not the focus of the whole of all there is. To make this understandable, perhaps, let us return again to the breathing process as an example. The underlining all that is pure potentiality, and even finer levels beyond that, which are imperceptible because to perceive would be to limit it. At its conceptual level, breathing is an expansion as you breathe out. Rest, in-breathe, rest and repeat. Potentiality is most available for absorption, big generalization, in the moments of rest. throughout the entirety of the expression of potentiality and to experience our varying degrees of awareness that have begun their return trips by first realizing they are holographic tiny fragments of the focus of their creator. This creative focus is in turn a tiny fragment of finer, more encompassing focus of the potentiality that underlines a greater creation that has at some point been birthed from that which lies beyond in an unknowable state. Will we return to that state of unknowingness? Is that our goal at the farthermost reaches of eternity? Doubt it, for it appears that in order to move through the return trip, just exactly the opposite is necessary in order to progress. You must remember that one of your greatest distortions in understanding creation at this level is your concept of needing to measure experience as linear in what you call time. It's also a great barrier for those of us who are too interested in the experience to bother to measure it. We can conceive of no reason to do so, for we know divine order has no sequential parameters. As we return our discussion of your concept of God, you can now see why we have substituted the word creation and creator instead of using God, in the hope that we could begin to change your perception. The word God itself conjures up feelings that cause inner turmoil in many, since at a deeper level they know that the religious teachings through a long sequence of experience have brought them only confusion. These have given them a distorted representation of the source of their origin. It is important that those who intend to bring forth a new paradigm have at least a basic clarity as to the nature of their identity and the source of their existence. What lies beyond this galaxy is at this moment outside the necessity to understand. To know that it is all that is necessary. Our focus lies within the creation of our Creator. He, androgynous, but in the masculine creative mode, can be called God. But frankly, a new name is recommended. You may address communications to Him, but it is only received when it harmonizes with the creative outflow of His expression. In His name, as an expression in your Bible, was meant to tell you to place your focus of prayer within that purposeful intention. You are to make a request that intends creation within the harmony of His attitude of all that is necessary to bring what you desire is available for your use. You are a fragment of Him, and through you, He, the I Am awareness of your connection, is experiencing expansion of the total awareness that you or He. As you do this, it is a shared experience. As a fragment of Him, you create by attraction of all your experiences. By using the law of intention in harmonious cooperation within His expansive mode is how you create purposeful or new paradigms of experience. It is hoped this information is a blessing through the expansion of your understanding of who and what you are. Yours is a glorious heritage. Celebrate.